from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'd been doing Philadelphia 76er games in Philly, so I knew those Buffalo Braves well because they played them every year. The team began to really flounder, and the fellow that owned the team, John Y. Brown, who founded Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was really enamored with the Boston Celtics. The man who owned the Celtics was named Irv Levin, a Hollywood movie producer, and always dreamed of owning a team in the West Coast. And so the two of them wound up putting their heads together and said, why don't we trade franchises? John Y. Brown, he winds up owning the Boston Celtics, and the owner of the Celtics, Irv Levin, winds up taking ownership of the Buffalo Braves and gets them out of Buffalo immediately.
So today is the anniversary of basically what was the beginning of the end for the Buffalo Braves?
Or the end of the end. I don't know. What exactly happened today? Were they sold? Were they moved? Were they
the trade of franchises happened yesterday? So beginning actually, of the end, but we weren't here yesterday.
I think we already. So. I think the writing was on the wall already. It was before me even. I'm much older than you, Joe. No, it was before me even. Like I mean, I it was during my lifetime, but I was so little I would not know exactly.
Yeah.
There's been a lot written about it over the years. I think the writing was already on the wall that they would have been leaving anyway. But yep. Yeah, that the trade of the organizations happened. The new owner then took them to LA.
Yeah. And the Canisius part of that too, right? Like they and the Sabres both had like meet. They were like arena, like pecking order stuff, mm-hmm. like who got Friday nights and whatnot.
The NBA, I don't know, again, like people who were around that time, covered it, knew about it, would speak better on this. But from what I know, the NBA and the Braves needed to play Friday nights to maximize their revenue.
Yeah.
And Canisius had dibs on the arena on Friday nights, according to the contract with Memorial Auditorium.
Yeah.
And then the Sabres, and they couldn't work around it. They were unwilling to or whatever.
Yeah.
I also don't know, though, if it would have mattered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if the Braves had played Friday nights would it still have been the same fate? I'm not sure.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's a beautiful month. Is today actually going to be really hot again? That was one thing. So we talked earlier in the show. We both went to the Savannah Bananas games this week. Sal went on Friday. I went yesterday. And Friday night, I mean, the sun would have been mostly down, right? Like how was the weather on Friday night?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
It was hot yesterday. So it was a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, yes. In the heat. We got lucky. We let's go sit under the upper deck. You know what I mean? Like so we're in the lower deck, but up high enough so that we're covered by the upper deck in the shade. And that was the move yesterday. So it's going to be another warm one, it looks like, today.
Where did you sit? It was general admission. Where did you wind up sitting?
Yeah, we sat like top of the upper deck top of the lower deck.
Okay.
Kind of up closer covered to like where Pat Malacaro and them, like they call the game.
Yep.
So that we were underneath the upper deck covered in the shade.
Cool. All right,
so
that's good.
That was the good spot. That was the right move to make yesterday. So we'll take your phone calls. We're talking some Sabres here on the Friday trade. Ryan McLeod for Matthew Savoy. McLeod to Buffalo, Savoy to Edmonton. By the way, Savoy's an Edmonton kid, so he gets to go back home. And McLeod's from Mississauga, so he's closer to home as well. So the players might also really like this deal. McLeod is leaving the team that was one game from the Stanley Cup, but he just didn't have a lot of opportunity to play there. It's the best center core in hockey. So with him in the picture, yeah, let's look at it. Let's play this out. What does opening night lineup look like? What does the opening night lineup look like? And how many spots are really up for grabs between now and the start of the year? So let's play this out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the locks. You want to start with the forwards?
Yes.
Let's go forward, then defense. Let's do that. Okay, so top line, what do we think? Tage, Tuck, Paterka?
Tage, Tuck, Paterka. Sounds right to me.
Easy enough?
Yep.
Line two?
I'm going to write all these down. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So
I think that'll be interesting to see where Paterka plays. I mean, he's in the top six, no doubt. But he had a lot of success for over a year with Cousins and Quinn. But the last 2 weeks of the season, he played with Thompson and Tuck, and it looked awesome. So it'll be interesting where Lindy wants to put Paterka, because he's had success in two different lines.
Okay. Next, we'll go Dylan Cousins. We'll center the next line.
Absolutely.
Jack Quinn.
Absolutely.
And are we looking at, who are we looking at here? Zach Benson?
I think right now it's Benson. He's got to get faster this summer. Like, his work, I'm going to be guessing at like what he's improved at, but what did he need to improve at? He needed to get faster. Foot speed was not there. He needs to get bigger. And I'd want to assume he's going to in both. And last year, so actually, here's a little thing on Zach Benson. For him in the top six versus will Zucker be in the top six? Benson at the end of last year got put up at the end of the year with Cousins and Quinn. Paterka went up to the top line. Middlestat was gone. Skinner, remember, got bumped down. Benson ended the year in the top six. And guess what? 7 points in his last seven games. We kind of forget about that because the Sabres were out of it. We were disappointed. We were all mad, right? Last seven games of the season, Benson had 7 points. So I think Benson's in the top six right now.
So Benson on the left, Quinn on the right. That sounds right, right?
Correct? Yep.
Okay. Next up, Ryan McLeod is your third line center.
He's your third line center.
Right?
For sure. Yep. And then his wingers, I mean, Zucker is definitely one of them. And I think Greenway is the other.
I think that's right.
I think that's your third line. I feel pretty secure in thinking that's their third line, start of the year. McLeod, centering Greenway, and Zucker. Yeah.
Okay. Zucker plays exclusively on the right. I think he can kind of move around a little bit. Let me just look here. He is listed as, what's he been here?
He shoots left. He's a left wing. Left wing. I think that's
fits. So where does Greenway play then? On the right?
I think Greenway plays on the right. Yeah.
Okay. Because he's also, they're both the same. That's why I ask.
Yeah.
Do you care about that?
I don't, not in this circumstance. Okay. I think you wouldn't worry about it because that's what fits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now this is a brand new line now, the fourth line, and the Krebs question comes up.
Yeah.
Is Peyton Krebs centering the fourth line?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think he's not in the lineup. I think Lafferty is. I think Sam Lafferty is centering the fourth line.
Okay.
Right now, I'd say Sam Lafferty is ahead of him, centering the fourth line. Yeah.
He'd be a scratch then.
I think Krebs is a scratch. I think Malenstein and Obe Kubel are. Paul, how did Paul say it last segment? Like, they didn't sign these guys for them to not be in the lineup. So I think they're all in. I think they're all in. I think Krebs is out of the lineup.
Can you spell Obe Kubel?
A-U-B-E, and then there's the little accent right over the E.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hyphen K-U-B-E-L.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. So where are we putting him? Which side does he fit on?
I think he's on the right.
Okay.
Off the top of my head. By the way, so suddenly look at this lineup. Not only is it difficult for Krebs to crack it, I mean, the Rochester kids, Kulik and Roseanne... I mean, and even if you want to throw in Hellenius into this, because I know there's been a lot said about his NHL readiness after being drafted, there's not much opportunity. I'm not saying it's closed, but if Kulik, they'd find a spot, I'm sure. If Kulik showed up to camp and was awesome and looked ready, they'd make it work. But they better make it clear. If it's close at all, if they think, you know, we saw some very good things, but there were a couple things still to be worked on too, like they probably go back to Rochester now because of this trade.
So I want to stand up for Krebs here.
Okay.
I think they love him. I think they love him. I think it's going to be very hard for Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff, knowing what they like about their style and what they want.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard. And then they're going to pay him something as an RFA. They're going to pay him something. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to leave him out of the lineup.
Let me ask this, too. Maybe you'll say this doesn't matter, and maybe it shouldn't. Is any part of Krebs going to be, is any attitude towards him organizationally going to be make it work because he's part of the Eichel trade? We want.
You might have that in the back here. I think we're past that. They better be past that point.
You know what I mean, though. Like,
yeah, but
I don't. Right, that wouldn't. You wouldn't want that to be priority one, but I'm sure they don't want to look dumb years down the road for that deal. And Krebs becoming a real player, you know, every piece of that deal makes you look better and better. I mean, look at they got laughed at for years about the Ryan O'Reilly trade, and I mean, for them, you know, they definitely save face because of what Thompson became. But you're probably right. Like, to what degree would they be thinking, hey, we got to make it work with Krebs because he's a part of this trade, one of the biggest trades in franchise history. We don't want to look like jokes. It's secondary. It would be secondary.
I mean, Lafferty, faceoff guy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but he can play left wing.
He can play... Lafferty, I feel like, can play everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So he can still take faceoffs and play left wing, but
yeah.
I think that's how you have to wash this out. To me... Because who are you putting? If it's not Krebs, so to me it might be
Obe Kubel out.
I might be Lafferty on the left, Krebs at center.
Okay. And then Malenstein.
But you're telling me Lafferty at center, then who's on the left wing? If Kubel's on the right wing.
Probably Lafferty is a right shot, by the way. He could play all three positions.
Okay. Okay, so who's on the other wing?
So Malenstein, I think, would be the left wing. They traded
him. And you're right. They did trade for him, a second round pick.
That's a trade. That's more even
than. Are we
than
sure
just,
Kubel is. I know that they want to. They made the deal.
I actually.
They
I say brought
this? Him in.
Of the fourth liners they brought in, he's my favorite.
Okay. All right.
But.
Are we calling him Obe Kubel or just Kubel?
I'm saying Obe Kubel.
Okay. That's his full name. Okay.
I like him the best, but what was the investment? The reason I would put him below the other two is they gave Lafferty a 2-year contract, not a 1-year contract, mm-hmm. and they traded for Malenstein. So they invested more in the other two. So I think if right. Krebs is in, I think Obe Kubel is the guy out.
I can go with it.
Okay. And none of the Rochester guys are in, sadly, I don't think.
I
don't know how they get in.
Even if you have Savoy still, he's not here.
No, he's not in the lineup. The third line center spot would have been it. It would have been, hey, Savoy or Kulik, can you guys be the third line center? And now... Maybe Kulik getting the top six spot. Like, that is the only thing to me in camp that would be interesting for their Rochester guys. Is does Kulik have the step in him to jump up? Want to do defenseman real quick?
Yeah, let's do it because it's not going to change much.
No, it's pretty much Dahlin and Byram, right? Power and Samuelson.
Hold on. Put Bo Byram in here. Rasmus Dahlin.
Yep.
This is the first pair, right?
Yep.
Okay. Power.
Power and Samuelson.
Because Joakim Harri goes down to the...
For now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Third pair, right shot with... pick one of the three, I guess. Between Dennis Gilbert, Jacob Bryson, and Connor Clifton. Maybe Clifton just because of the contract. Nah, I was just not impressed last year, though.
But Gilbert's playing.
You think Gilbert's definitely playing?
Right?
You think Gilbert's playing over Clifton? Clifton's got...
Maybe not.
2 years left at $3.3 million. I mean, they're going to want him to perform. I might say Clifton.
All right, so you go Clifton and...
And Joakim Harri.
Okay.
And then Gilbert's your seventh.
Yeah, that's right, because Joakim Harri has to fit in here.
And then goal even, I think, is a little more questionable, but it's definitely still UPL and Levi to me.
Mm-hmm.
James Reimer to me is your third
okay.
goalie.
Well, here's what I've done. I've gone through this, and I have last year's opening night roster.
Okay, save that. Let's do it when we come back.
Yes, I will tweet
last
this out, too.
Last year's versus what we think this
projected,
upcoming season
correct.
Is going to be. That when we come back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.